Okay, we're on. Afreil and Purim to all. Purim Sameach. We start. We're about 10 lines up from the Mishnah. 2 dots. Amar of Papa. Badak when Rava Tanan. Our Mishnah had said Molichin Mivian Kelim Beisa Uman Afal Bishi Inul Zarech Hamoi. First, the Mishnah is just going to finish up business from the Gemara is going to finish up business from yesterday's Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said that you're allowed to bring Kelim to and from the Beis HaUman, the craftsman's house, even though you don't. They're not Lazarech Hamoed for a menu. Amy being Kelim Beis HaUman. But we have another Mishnah that says, I'm sorry, the Mishnah says you're allowed to, but then we have a Brisa that says you're not allowed to. Amy being Kelim Beis HaUman. You're not allowed to bring Kelim from the craftsman's house. And if you're worried about them, Shema Yignavu, you're worried that they're going to get stolen from where they are. You're allowed to move them to another chatzer near where they are, but still you're not allowed to bring them home. So what's the answer to the Sira? One, our Mishnah says you're allowed to, and the Brisa says you're not allowed to. Umishaninan lokasha kan bar ba'asar kan b'chol shamoid. The answer is, the difference is whether it's the yudalad or chalamoid. Somebody else might walk in, so you might want to move to the other side. On the Erev Pesach, so we said that's already a less chamor time of year. So on chalamoid, you're allowed to move them from one place to another place, but on yudalad, you're even allowed to bring them to and from. The second answer is that maybe they're both talking about chalamoid. Whether you believe the craftsman that he'll take care of it for you. If you believe him that he'll take care of it for you, then you're not allowed to take them. That's extra tircha, as Rashi said yesterday. But if you don't believe them, then you're not allowed to. V'hatanya, after all, we learned in a brisa, this v'hatanya is not a question. It's benichusa. After all, we see in a brisa that there's a difference whether you believe the person or not. Mevin kelim ibeisa uman, you're allowed to bring the kelim, your kelim from the craftsman's house on cholamoid. Could go in hakad mibeis hakadar, the pitchers from the pitcher craftsman. V'hakos mibeis hazagag, from the glassmaker. Avalot and you can't bring other types of items because you don't need them for yantiv. But if he, the craftsman, has nothing to eat, this is one of the other heterim. What did we mention yesterday? There are 5 heterim of halacha on chol hamoed. So one of them is the person has nothing to eat, so you're allowed to pay him. If he doesn't have what to eat, so you can pay him. But you have to leave it by him. You're not allowed to take it home. And the last line is what's important for us. And if you don't believe him, then you don't trust him that he's going to take care of it. So you put him in a neighbor's house, but still near there. You're not allowed to bring it home. And if you're worried that it's going to get stolen, even from that place, then maybe it's in a b'doch beso. But what would be this whole brisa for? To prove that there's a difference between ma'amino and eno ma'amino. There's a difference whether you believe the person or not. Finishing up, tirat the mevians. The Gemara says you explain the stira about whether you're allowed to bring it home or not. So the difference is whether you trust the person or not. And if you don't trust the person, then we give you extra heterim. Molichid kasha, but bringing it there, you still have the stira because our Mishnah had said you're allowed to. And the Brisa quoted said diktani ein mevian. The Brisa said you're not allowed to bring it home. Vekoshke de molichid, and that would prove that surely you're not allowed to be molichid. Okay, so we don't have forget the answer about both on Cholamoid. The answer is Cholamoid versus Erev Pesach. This does have a lot of halacha l'maaseh ramifications, not for now. Are you allowed to bring dry cleaning to the dry cleaner on Cholamoid? What if you don't need it till after Yontif? What if you do need it till after Yontif? What about Erev Pesach? So that comes out. Some of the points here are important for that circuit. Okay, so now we get into a Amud of Agadata, some well-known, some not as well-known, based on the first point that's quoted in the Mishnah, that's the connection. Shishadvar, Manzo, Ashi, and Yericho, there are six actions that the people of Yericho used to do. Al-Shloshim, Yichu B'Yadam, Al-Shloshim, Yichu B'Yadam. On 3 of them, Chazal were upset about, and they protested. And on 3 of them, they didn't protest, which makes it sound like, as we'll see, they were upset about it, but they said, you know what, you know, let him do it. Lo Michu B'Yadam. Yeah. What is the mission doing here? Because the first one, Ve'eluhen shelo michu biyadam. These are the items that they weren't happy about, but they let them do. They didn't protest. Markivin de kolam kol hayom, all day on Erev Pesach. They used to graft. They used to do some type of grafting. The Gemara is going to talk about what type of grafting. They used to work, in other words, all day Erev Pesach, even after Chatzos. So they were upset about that because as a minhag, you're not supposed to work on Erev Pesach. So that is what this Mishnah is doing here. What were they thinking? What were they doing malacha for on Erev Pesach? You know, the women hugging, the Isurim not to. So the Meiri says here, amazingly, if you remember at the beginning of the Perek, we had a Machlokas Rishonim, where does this Isur come from? This Minah come from? I'm not doing malacha on Erev Pesach. Rashi there had said, because you want people to be osik in the Seder Hachanas. You want people to be osik in the Matzah and the Marah, etc. So that's why they made this Kain, that you're not supposed to go to work, you're not supposed to be involved in other malacha. So with that Svara, there should be no reason why they shouldn't keep the minhag. But Tosfos there, quoted the Yerushalmi and the Baal Amar, had said that no, it comes from the fact that today you bring a Karban Pesach, so it's your Yantif. Every time you bring a Karban, it's a day of Yantif for you. So if that's the case, so says the Meiri, that was the Havamina. They were in Yericho, they weren't in Yerushalayim. So they felt, it's our Yantif. We don't have to worry about it, that's in Yerushalayim. No, it's nothing to do with us. So says the Meiri, that's why they used to do work. And but Yericho Nirish Aisovim Shikr didn't Malacha Darbatum Shub Karbanu. Vechosh Ainab Yushlaim Ain Bosim Malacha. But Chazal didn't protest because they have a point. El Mikol Mako Mechuar Haya Hadavar Etzlam Avshalom Yushlaim. Still, you're part of Klal Yisrael. You still have a Chiyuv of Karban Pesach. So therefore, it is not appropriate. That's the first minhag that they did not protest. Right, they worked all day, even later. There might be a problem. Those reasons are for prior to Chazos. You're saying this picture sounds like Zibidi after Chazos. In a chinami.
No,
they weren't going to Yerushalayim. So that sounds like from the Meiri. What were they derech Bechoka? It's not so far from Yericho. They would have should have thought of it earlier, but unclear whether they were going to Yerushalayim or not. This is Davar Havid, Markivin Dekalim. I don't know if it's Davar Havid. We'll talk about it. You know, you could do it yesterday. You could do, is it Markivin Dekalim? We'll talk about what exactly. We'll talk about what the Harkava is in the Gemara. Second thing that they did, Vakarchad Shema. They put Shema together. They rolled it up together. The Gemara will talk about what that is, what actually they did. The Kotrin, the Godshin Lefnei HaOmer. They cut and they gathered before the Omer. Rashi here says we should take out the word Kotrin, because the issue is Godshin. We know, as we mentioned, that the Karban HaOmer on the second day of Pesach is matir all the chadash, and one is not allowed to eat any chadash before the Karban HaOmer is brought. What about just cutting your field, harvesting your field before the Karban HaOmer is brought? So really, you're not supposed to do that if the grains that you're talking about are ones that can be brought for the Karban HaOmer. But Rashi here explains that Yericho was a place that the Omer was not coming from. It was from the Amakim, it was from the valleys. They never brought the Karban HaOmer from there. So they were allowed to cut their field even before the Karban HaOmer was brought. They weren't allowed to eat it yet. It was still Chadash. But because the Karban HaOmer was not brought from there, so therefore they were allowed to harvest their fields even before it was brought. But Chazal didn't want them to make these big piles, Godshin Lefnei HaOmer. Because if you're busy making these big piles, there's a good chance you're going to come to eat it. So that's why Kotzrin, they were allowed. That's why Rashi takes out the Girsa of Kotzrin. But Gochin, they weren't supposed to do. Chazal didn't protest, as we'll see why. But that was the third item that Chazal were upset about, but they did not protest. The Elu Shemichu Biyadim, and the following ones, they protested because these were more serious. Matir and Gamzio Shel Hektish, they were Matir. The Anshe Yericho allowed the growths of Hektish. Their grandparents planted trees and were Maktish these trees for the Beis HaMikdash. And after they were cut, new growths grew. So the people of Yericho said, hey, the Kidulin are not Asr Mishim Hektish. Only the original trees were Asr for Hektish, but not the new growths. That was the Machlokas, and they said, and the Chazal protested. That why? Because this is a serious issue of Me'ila. You're taken for the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why they protested. Number two, V'ochle Mitachas and Asharim B'Shabbos. They ate from fruit that fell down on Shabbos. The Gemara will talk about that. That's Nisra Muksa, and it was attached at Banish Mashas. V'nosten Peya L'Yerek. And the third item that they did, which was protested against, and that was they gave Peya, we're supposed to leave off a corner of our field for the poor people, they left that off even from vegetables, from Yerek. That is not called Peya. There's only Peya from, we'll get to it, Beis HaMikdash. In the Gemara, but that causes, if you give pay up or something that's not really pay up, that's two problems. Number one, you're giving what's called tebel to the aniyim, but it's not really pay up. So it's food, it's the grains that trumas and maisers weren't taken off of, because pay is part of from trumas and maisers. So you're feeding the aniyim tebel. And second problem is that you're stealing from the kohanim and the levim. So two problems. That's why they protested. Umichu biyadam chachamim. Chazal protested these last three. Tanu rabbanan. The water. Tanu Rabbanan, Shishat Varam Asa. So it's interesting. We have this in the Gemara as a Tanu Rabbanan. If you look in the Mishnayis, this is the next Mishnah. This is the last Mishnah in the Parak. You see on the side. It says the Mishnayis Nitfas Kol Zeh B'Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan, Shishat Varam Asa. Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Six things Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. Al Shlosha Hodulo, Al Shlosha Lo Hodulo. Three, they were Chazal were happy about, and three, they were not happy about. Girer atzmos aviv al mita shel chavalim. He took the bones of his father. His father was Achaz, one of the worst kings that Klal Yisrael ever had. So he took his father's bones and rolled them around and smashed them and really did uzmanish and punished his father by rolling around his bones to get him for, obviously, to try to get him in a makapara. But hodulo, and Chazal were happy about that. Look at Rashi, first Rashi on the Gemara. Giras was aviv mishum kapara. V'lo kavru bekavod bedargish u'mamita. He didn't bury him on a bed properly. Not nice bed, noya. U'mnei kiddush Hashem, she is gana al risho. And because of kiddush Hashem, that he shall be disgusted by his wickedness. V'yivasru harishaim. And the Rishaim will be punished. What does that mean? Or they will get Yisurin. So the Sharm Sinai Balacha here explains, what are those last two words of Rashi? It sounds like it's a lesson for the Rishaim that are still living. The first part of Rashi sounds like it's punishment for him, and it's a kapar for him. But if Yivasra Rishaim, it's that you do something regarding the mace to even teach the people who are still alive, similar to a hesped. A hesped, or Shlomo Zalman left in his Sava, that I don't want any hespedim, but I want chizuk for everybody else in the audience. If you could say a dvarim at my levaya, that's a chizuk at my levaya, so that'll be okay. That's the point of a hespin. By the way, Shlomo Zalman wrote on the envelope, he didn't write sava, he wrote bakasha. You don't want to be mitzava. He wrote a bakasha, he didn't write it sava. That's what Shlomo Zalman. So that's the first item that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. Another interesting point is Tiferes Yisrael asks, this was his father he was doing this to. Is there an issue of Kibbutz Avaim? Okay, his father was a Russia, but what about the issue of Kibbutz Avaim? So he points to a machlokas, machaber in the Ramah. Machlokas, other Rishonim versus the Rambam. If you look at Hilchos Kibbutz Avaim, is there a chiv of Kibbutz Avaim if your father is a Russia Gamor? Is there a chiv of Kibbutz Avaim? Machlokas Rishonim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mamzer Chayiv v'kabod Aviv Umaro. A Mamzer, well, there's a good chance that if he's a Mamzer, that his father did not do the right thing, unless it was because his grandfather did something. But Mamzer Chayiv in the covet of his father, Ubu Morao, Afilu Haya Aviv Rasha, even if his father was a Rasha, Ubala Veros, and he's still Mechadu Miyisari Menu. That's the halacha. There's an issue of Kibbutz Avaim, even if your father's a Rasha. The Ramah, the Yesh Omrim, the Einam of Kliv Lechabit Aviv Rasha, Ela Imkein Asa Tshuva. That's the Tur and the Mordechai Machlokes. So it says in Tiferet Yisrael, I understand this Gemara according to the Ramah and according to Baalei Tosfos, but according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, you're Chai Bechavod Aviv, even if your father's a Rasha. So how does this Yom Elav do this? He still has a, what, you took the bones of his father? Yeah?
We have Gemara Brachas that the person could
So it says that the Pharisee Yisrael, his father would have been Nichalei. This was Kibbutz. Says that the Pharisee Yisrael, nearly for two answers. Number one, what Aaron just said, and that is maybe this is Kibbutz because you're getting your father a kapara. Or then he has another answer that says maybe the Rambam's Chiddush is only Bechayev of the father. If your father's a Rasha, it's Bechayev, you still have to be Bechavid him. But who says that the Rambam's Chiddush of being Mechavid your father, Bemosa, even when he's a Rasha, is even Bemosa. Maybe Bemosa, the Rambam, would agree. So the two answers, how Chizkiyahu HaMelech was able to do this.
Also, there's a difference between not being Mechavid and being Mabaza.
Right, there's a difference between lack of Kavod and being Mabaza. This sounds like a Bizui.
Right, so Rashi says Mishum Kapara, and then he says for the Rishayim, so Rashi says both.
Right, so the first part is Mishum Kapara, so the Rishayim was an added element. If it's for the Rishayim, so then what does that have to do? Still, you can't violate Kibbutz Av in order to teach people something. So that is the first item. There's a lot to talk about on these six items. The first item that Chizkiyahu did that they were happy about, he rolled his father's bones on the mitzvah shel chavalah. Number two, kitas nechash nechoshes v'hodulo. The copper snake that Moshe Rabbeinu had made bisman hamidbar that had stopped the plague, Bnei Yisrael later in history started worshiping and it caused major problems. So he, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, smashed it v'hodulo, and they were happy about it. Oh. Vagine Sefer Refuos Vahodulo. The third item was he put away the Sefer Refuos. What is the Sefer Refuos? Here's what to talk about. Baruch Hashem, we have a number of doctors in the room. Gine Sefer Refuos, what does that mean? Rashi says, second skinny line, Lefi Shalohaya Libam Nichna Al Cholim. People weren't looking to God anymore. They were following what was written in this medicine book, and they were getting healed. They weren't looking to God. They were healed. So Rashi, the Chizkiyahu said, I got to put this away. People aren't looking towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu anymore. That sheet is Rashi. Says the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos. Again, I haven't gotten an answer. Maybe somebody out there, you could email Mayor Maltz about this. It's on the website, cbey.org. Did the Rambam have Rashi? Do we know for sure if the Rambam saw Rashi's commentary? Because here's an example that doesn't quote it by name. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos here, look at this Pirush Mishnayos, says, and I heard one Mefarish that said that this Sefer of Fools was a regular textbook of medical knowledge, and they put it away because people weren't looking to God. And the Rambam says, I can't believe anybody said such a thing. If there's medicine, if there's science, you're going to close it up? This came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you say that's the pshat? The Ugone is a good Sefer. They stopped following medicine because they stopped going to doctors. They stopped following regular medical procedures. Says the Rambam, I can't believe that. That's not the pshat here. What's going to say for any? So he quotes, "Vani ki ba'atoshma hefsid ze amamar." Where he is a very strong lashon here. I'm trying to find where he quotes that somebody "Va'atoshma hefsid amamar mashiyish b'min shigyonos v'ich yichzu l'chizkiyahu min ha'iveles mashiin roy liyaches kamosa l'ruuya hamon." You wouldn't say a lowly person of society did this. "Ukamochin l'siyasa shahodulo l'fi daitam hakal v'hamishubash." Right. According to their reasoning, says the Rambam, if you're hungry, you shouldn't go eat bread. I gotta forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're starving. You're quasi sick now because you're starving. You're gonna eat. What, you should hide the bread because people aren't thinking? So what's the difference? Okay, there are answers to that question, but that's the Rambam. So he says, I don't agree with that pshat. He says the Rambam, what's the pshat of Sefer Rafos? Says the Rambam, it was a book of medicines which were unconventional. It was, the Rambam says, Balashin Yavan Talisman. Right? Talis, so it was some type of unconventional medicine that people were trying them. Sometimes they were getting killed, more sick. There was dangerous stuff in this book. That's why he was gonazed. That's the Sefer Rafuos. But Chas v'Shalom, not to go to a doctor. If you have regular medicine to learn from this. So that is the sheet of the Rambam. You put this together, there's the Rambam L'shitaso. That there's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to go to a doctor. The Rambam in the Pirshut Mishnayos in Nedarim says, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa for the doctor to heal the patient. What's the mitzvah d'oraisa? Not for rapo yurape. That's not what the Rambam quotes. The Rambam quotes, v'hashivosola. Hashavas Aveda. If you have to return your friend's lost object, kosher can, your friend's lost health. Nothing greater than that. That's what the Rambam says. Healing is included in that. Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa. You put this together with the well-known Ramban in Parshas Bechukosai, where the Ramban seems to say on the surface, you're not supposed to go to doctors, even though the Ramban himself was a doctor. Meaning, he says, if the patient comes to you, you're a doctor. Half the Rishonim were doctors. Dr. Emmanuel Jacobowitz points this out. If you look at the Rishonim, everybody was a doctor. Half the Rishonim were doctors. But says the Ramban says, the Parshas Bechukosai, famous Ramban, that you don't go to doctors. Says the Ramban, Kibiosi Zo Shlaman Behiramim Lo Yisnai Yinyonim Beteva Klau Lo Begufam Lo Ba'artzam Lo Bechalam. And Kadosh Baruch Hu makes you sick, so he makes you sick. Ki Yivarech Hashem Lachmam Umeimam V'yasur Machlam Yikirbam Achelo Yitztarchu L'Rofe U'lishtame B'derech Midarkei HaRefuos Abol Hadorish Hashem Benovi Lo Yidrosh B'Rofim. Don't go to the doctors. U'mach Chelek L'Rofim Bebeis Osei Ratzon Hashem Achash Hiftiach U'Be'erech Azlachmecha, etc. This is very talked about Ramban. They say B'Shem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim thought it was a total sofa. The Ramban could never have said it. They say B'Shem Reb Huttner that Ibadah did say it. There's a lot of action regarding this Reb Huttner. Again, generally, some Rishonim are machalik between sicknesses afflicted by man. It's Eben Ezra on Tehillim that says if man afflicts you, then you're allowed to heal it. Because who said God wanted? You know, that's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's a God inflicted illness, Rachmana Lislan, so then maybe that's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be sick. Either way, Matzkanas Haposkim Bisman Hazet. If you look in the Nishmas Avram in the Simon about in Simon Shin Lamed Vav, Kol HaAchronim Paskin like the Rambam and the Ravad Yosef and most of Achronim say if you read that Ramban carefully and Parshas Bechukosai, he's talking about a time when there's Gilui Shechina. He's talking about with his Nevuah, where Kadosh Baruch Hu in that type of society, in that type of time period, where there's tremendous Nisim and Aflos going on. Okay, if you get sick, maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu sending you a message. But on a regular day, that's the first line of the Ramban. The first line of the Ramban says, when B'nai Yisrael are shleimim and rabim and sitting on their own eretz, okay. So even the Ramban, l'chora, might not hold this way. Yeah. But that relates, it's a contrast to the Ginei Sefer Rafuos.
How do we give pshat and Rashi?
How do we give pshat and Rashi? So some say like this Ramban, that v'shlohaya libo nichna. So it's difficult, according to how we are brainwashed in the Rambam type of approach. So it's a we have to work on Rashi. Okay, continuing the what else did so those are the three items that he did and they were happy about. Kitzes, next ones. Kitzes also shall hechel v'shigol melech Ashur v'lo hodulo. He cut off when Melech Ashur Sancheret had surrounded Yerushalayim the beginning, and then he said, "Okay, I'll let you go. Just pay me a lot of taxes." So he took the doors of the hechel off and sent it to Sancheriv as part of the tax that he had to pay. For the Hozulo, they were obviously not happy about this. What was he thinking? Well, he took part of the base of Migdash. So I saw in the Sefer Amudei Or, quoted, there is an amazing machlokes. You look in Baba Kama Daf Samach. The Gemara there talks about Asur Lahasu Asma B'mamun Chaveiro. Let's say it's known in English as Heinz Dilemma. Are you allowed to break into the pharmacy in order to save your life? You let us steal medicine from the pharmacy. It's discussed in all the ethics classes. You're breaking in, you're stealing, you're trespassing, but your life is in danger. So you allowed a gezel. Is gezel one of the big three? So generally, we assume that gezel is not one of the big three. There is a deya in the Shita Mukbetis and Subis that says there's the big four, not the big three. Gezel is one of the big four. We don't paskin that way. But that's this issue of asur lahatzel asma b'mamon chaveiro. Most Rishonim assume that it's mutter. The only question is you have to pay back afterwards. Once you do it, of course you're allowed to do it. You're obviously dangerous. You have to pay back afterwards. That's what Tosfos says there in Bava Kama Daf Samach Mabeis. But Rashi there seems to take the Gemara literally, that maybe there's an Isser to be Matzah B'Mom Chaveiro. So that's a Machlokas we've shown him how to discuss that. So it suggests that Sefer Amudei Or, that's what's going on here. Chizkiyo thought, Mutal Hazas Mamun Chaveiro, and any Mamun, even Mamun Shel Hektish. So therefore, you could go take whatever you want. Your life is in danger. Sanchera is going to attack you unless you use you pay him back. And the Chacham said, no, maybe your friend's money, not the Beis HaMikdash's money. You know, there are limits. There are limits to what you're allowed to do. Either way, that might be the issue behind this discussion. Second point, Sasa Megichon HaElyon LaHodulo. He closed up the wells, the Megichon, that went to the enemy. He wanted to cut off the enemy's water supply. He closed that up. LaHodulo, they did not agree with that. Rashi says, because he should have had more Bitachon, he shouldn't have done it this way. Iber Nisan Benisan LaHodulo. And he also, once it was already Nisan, he added on an extra month of Adar. He added another base. Once it was already Nisan, the Gemara will talk about what do you mean it was ready Nisan? It was ready Roy to be Nisan, as we will see. Okay, so let's talk about each of these that the Mishnah had spoken about. First item that Anshei Yericho did, they grafted all day on Erev Pesach. What'd they do? Amar Yehuda, Maisi Aisa Dara V'Shichra D'Dafna. So we assume they didn't do actual grafting. The Gemara is going to talk about that. That's an Isadar Aisa of Harkava, of Kilayim. So that's what the Gemara is going to figure out. What exactly did they do that violated the Minog, but didn't violate the Halacha? So they did this type of grafting. They brought a Asa Dara, a wet, a moist Hadas, V'Shichra D'Dafna, and some juice from the Adafna tree, the Kimcha D'Sari, and barley flour, to Rami B'mana D'Lochafi Alei Arbon Yomin, that's been in a Kli less than 40 days, meaning it's been ground within 40 days. Umarashi Lahu, they used to boil it all up, V'Shadi Lahu L'Dikla Belibe, and they used to inject it into a Dekel tree, into the heart of the Dekel tree. So it wasn't really mamish grafting. They put this mixture into the tree in order to help it survive. That strengthened the tree. The chol dekoy ba'arba amos diday, and whatever other tree was in 4 amos of this tree, ilo avdi lehachit savi la'altar, it would automatically wither, because this was strengthened the tree so much, it would gather all the nutrients from the ground, would go to this tree, and all the other trees would die. So therefore, if you wanted the other trees to live, you'd have to inject this into the other trees as well. No, a different type of grafting. Manchi kufra dichra lenukvasa. Rashi, two pshatim in Rashi here. Let's just do one. They used to put a male palm tree into a female palm tree. I mean, they used to do this type of grafting. Part of the branches was called the male one. The harder type of branches, the softer type of branches are called the female part. They used to connect them, and that was the grafting that was done. Period. Korach and Shema, the second item that they did, they put Shema together. And that's what they did. They didn't protest. What does that mean? So, Hechi Avdi, what they do? Amr of Yehuda, Omrim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokeinu, Hashem Echad, Velohayim Mafsikin. They said Shema and they weren't Mafsik. What does that mean they weren't Mafsik? Three Pshatim. Rashi says they weren't Mafsik. They weren't Mafsik between Echad and the Ahavta. And there's a halacha quoted in Shulchan Aruch that you have to be Marech in Echad. Echad, you have to say it like you mean it. And because they weren't Mafsik, that's why they, That's what they did, and therefore they were Chazal who didn't protest. Why did they put it together? Why weren't they mafsik? So I saw in the Shemi Shmuel's quoted in the Margalias Hashas that Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Sichlios, right? We emunah b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. The Ahat is Hashem Elokeinu. You have to love Hashem in your heart. That's feeling. That's emotions. You have to love Hashem in your heart. So they were putting it together. They were saying, you have to have a hemshech, it has to be all together. Your belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your feelings for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all one. You have to put it all together. Chazal were saying, you know, they're very important. They're connected, but you have to have separate. Sometimes you have people who are love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their heads, but in their hearts, in their actions, they'll do whatever they want. Or other times, vice versa. So they're both important, but you have to put them together, but not so together that you're not mafsik between them. That might have been the issue here. That's Shitas Rashi, that they weren't mafsik. Tosfos says that they weren't mafsik between Shema Yisrael Hashem. They said that all together. So it's as if they're talking to Hashem. Hashem, listen to Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Hashem! Hashem, listen to Yisrael. That's what, also you have to take breaks. You read the whole Siman in Shulchan Aruch about this. The Shulchan Aruch talks about 40 different places. You have to pause. And we zoom through Kriya Shema. But you have to pause. There's so many places besides the way Al Levavchem, B'chol Levavchem, besides those. Everybody knows those, but even places where you don't want to give off a different impression of what you're saying. Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos quotes the third pshat, that they weren't mafsik, they didn't say it with the trump. They weren't mafsik, but piece of ta'amim. They weren't mafsik with a chop. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's funny, Shulchan Aruch has a lachatila. Shulchan Aruch says, Sarech li, in Simin Samach Aleph, Siv Chav Dalet, Sarech likros kriyishma b'ta'amim kamo shehem b'Torah. Says the Ramah, Avalonavu came to Medina's Elu, Mikol Makom, Habedakta kim machmir makach. So if somebody knows the chop, it's best, if you have, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you could at least have kavana. It's better to have kavana and say it without the trap than to not have kavana and say it with the trap. But if somebody could say it with the trap, with kavana, that is l'chachil of the best in this Rabbeinu, based on this Rabbeinu Yonah, pshat in this Gemara. So three pshat and what that means. Rava Amar, mafsikan ayu, they were mafsik. Elashah yu omrim, hayom al lavavecha. But they said, hayom al lavavecha. They didn't say mitzavcha hayom, kama, al lavavecha. Also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to say, Hashem commanded you today, appearing you today, alavech on your hearts. But because if you say, hayom alavavecha, it's mashma, hayom alavavecha, v'lo machar alavavecha. You only have to do it today, and not in the future. Different shot than what they did. Tanu Rabbanon. Kezer Yecharchan Hashema, what did they do? Omim Shema Yisrael Hashem Alkin Hashem Achad, v'lo yom afsikin, dib Rabbi Meir. They said Shema Yisrael, they were mafsik, and all the shatim that we said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer mafsikin hayu, they did were mafsik. Ela shalom hayu omim baruch shem kvam malchus al yolam boed. But they worried, they didn't say baruch shem. That's what they didn't do. V'yanan my time amrin alei. So why do we say it? If you look in the Torah, it's not there. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'yahavta Hashem Elokecha. Baruch Shem is not there. So where did that come in? Kita d'Rosh Rav Shimon ben Lakish, as Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, famous Gemara. The Rav Shimon ben Lakish, v'yikar Yaakov abanav, v'yomer he'asam agita lechem. Yaakov calls his children together at the end of his life, and he says, children, let me tell you, b'yikish Yaakov agalos labanav l'keis hayamin. Let me reveal to you what's going to happen at the end of days. Days? Keis hayamin. So the Tosfos Rid said, Nun and Mem switch, don't worry about it. But it says Yomin. So Rashi says, it means what's going to happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right hand in the future is going to come back and save Klal Yisrael. That's Keitz HaYomin. There's a third shot. The Tzlach says here that Yomin, you find in many sources, Yomin says Midas HaChesed. And Smol is Midas HaDin. So the Tzlach gives pshat that Yaakov Avinu sees in the future that there's two paths that history could take. Midas HaChesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus on us, and Midas HaDin, we have so many tsaris. And Yaakov Avinu is not sure whether his children have the strength, the inner strength of the wherewithal to survive a galus, to survive a history based on smol, based on tsaris and din. So he wants to tell him, Keitz HaYamin, he wants to tell him, not to worry about it so much. So he has, and that's why he wanted to tell him the Keitz HaYamin. And at the end, they're going to answer Baruch Shem Kavod. The Tzlach continues and says, no, they're saying we're going to Baruch Shem Kavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Don't worry, even the small. But that's why he wanted to say Dafka Keitz HaYamin, the right hand, because the right symbolizes Midas HaChesed. So says the Tzlach, that's what the Tzlach says. So because Yaakov Agalos Lavan of Keitz HaYamin, he wanted to reveal to them what's going to happen in the Keitz HaYamin. Vidis Talkam Imen Hashchina, and the Shechina went away from him. We'll mention something in a minute. Amar Hashem, Achat v'Shalom, Mitasi P'sul. Maybe there's a problem in my children. Ka Avram, Sheyasa Mimenu Yishmael. Like Avram, that had a Yishmael. Va'avi Yisrael, Sheyasa Mimenu Esav. And my father, who had an Esav, Amru, so maybe there's a problem in my children. So the Shechina, that, and that's why the Shechina went away. Amru Lobanav, and his children said, Abba, don't worry. Shema Yisrael, listen, Yisrael. Meaning our father. Some say that they didn't say Yaakov, his real name, because that's not Kibbutz. Right, that's why you say Yisrael, his nickname. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amru, Kishem She'in, V'libcha El Echad, Kama Eim, V'libbeinu El Echad. Don't worry, we're with you. There's no psul in your mita. Some other reason you must have lost the Shechina. Pasa Yaakov Avinu V'amar, Yaakov Avinu says, oh, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Boed. I'm sorry, that's what they said, Shema Yisrael, and that's what they were saying, we'll accept everything. And he said, oh, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Boed. So that's why we say Baruch Shem, because Yaakov Avinu said it. But the problem is, Amri Rabbanan Hepi Nevin, what should we do? Namri, do if we want to say Baruch Shem, Lo Amr Moshe Rabbeinu. You look in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write Baruch Shem. Lo Namri, not to say it. Amr Yaakov. Yaakov said it. So what do we do? Eskinushi Amr Moshe Bachashoy. That's why we say it quietly, to have a compromise. Right? A lot of times there's compromises. That's why the mezuzah is diagonal. Compromise Rashi Tosfos. Straight up or sideways. Right? So you have to do a compromise. Out loud or quiet or nothing. So we say it quietly. Chassam Sofer says, what exactly? Why did the Shechina leave? So the Chassam Sofer says beautifully. He says there are two reasons the Shechina might have left Yaakov Avinu, and he wasn't sure. One reason is number one, v'zeh echa mi beis ta'amim, o ki inu batuach banu shelo yavo lach brachas v'shalom im yado arichas hagolus. One reason is that maybe Hashem took it away because if I tell them how long the galus is going to be and when it's going to end, they're going to just go off the derech before that. They're not going to be able to have the, like similar to the Tzlach, the inner strength, the wherewithal to go through it. That's one reason why the Shechina might have left. Or, says the Chazam Sofer, it might have left because I don't want to tell them when the gula is going to be, because based on their future actions, they might make it earlier. They might be able to make it earlier. So I don't know why the Shekhinah left. Is it because they're on a low level and therefore they're not going to be able to make it if I tell them? Or they're on a high level and therefore I want to give them the opportunity to make it shorter. So that's why he wasn't sure. So he says, maybe there's a psul in my children. So they say, Shema Yisrael, Shem Lakeinu, Shem Echad. Don't worry about it. And the Yaakov Avinu has Baruch Shem. He says, Baruch Hashem, now I realize why the Shekhinah left me. Not because of reason number one, but because of reason number two, because they're going to have the power in their own actions in order to shorten the galus. There's an amazing Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Tefillin. We know we say Baruch Shem when we put on our tefillin, Minhag of Ashkenazim, right? We say L'haniach Tefillin, we put on our Shel Yad, we say Al Mitzvah Tefillin, we put on the Shel Rosh. We put on the Shel Rosh physically on our heads, we say the bracha, we put it into place, and then we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed. So why do we say Baruch Shem? So all the Rishonim and all the Poskim give one shot. And they say, because there are some Rishonim that only say the first bracha, and not the second bracha. So that is why, just in case, you know, we cover ourselves, maybe it was a bracha levatala, that's why we say Baruch Shem. The Mishnah Berurah discusses, really, we paskin like the Rishonim that say you should make two brachas. Well, you should say a bracha and then Baruch Shem, so don't say it. So we say you should make two brachas, okay, to make some Rishonim feel good, you know, we say Baruch Shem, but really we don't need it. Baruch HaShulchan though says, and this is against everybody, Baruch HaShulchan says, what do you do? How can you say that? It's to cover some Rishonim, so don't say it in the first place. He says, I have a totally different shot what Baruch Shem is. He says, Baruch Shem is we say it right after Shema. Right after we're Bekabalo Machlo Shemayim, we want to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, Baruch Shem Kavod. Putting on tefillin is like Shema Yisrael. When you're Meshabit yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, putting on tefillin is Kabbalah Machlo Shemayim. So just like we say Baruch Shem after Shema, we say Baruch Shem right after we put on our tefillin. Because that act is as if we're saying Shema right there. That's the Baruch Shem. Again, this is against everybody. It's a beautiful idea though to think about that putting on tefillin itself is Kabbalah Machlo Shemayim. Yeah.
There are many psukim that we say that are not said by Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's one of the Afkonim say. There are piyutim.
Right.
There are piyutim that say that they're not said by Moshe Rabbeinu. The difference is that here, the previous and next pasuk was said by Moshe Rabbeinu. The parsha was said by Moshe Rabbeinu. We're sticking something into the middle.
So it's the context.
So it's the context. That's the problem. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr Debei Rabbi Ami. What's a mashal? Mashal of Bas Melech. That we say quietly, Sheiricha Tzika Gidera, a very noble and a princess of royalty that smelled something in the pot. And it would be pasnish for her to say, oh, I want that. In Tamar, if she says something, Yishlagnai, it's not nice. Lotar, she doesn't say anything, Yishlatsar, she's going to have pain. Hiskilu, Avadel, Lahavi Bechashai. So the Avadel, bring it to her quietly, so you solve the problems. That's the mashal. You have to think about exactly what the mashal is, but that's the mashal to say something quietly. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Iskinashi, Omer Mazobakal Rom, Bibita Roma Zaminim. Later, at a certain point in history, they were misakin to say Baruch Shem out loud because of the Minim. What are the Minim? Rashi explains that the Minim are going to see you saying certain things quietly in the middle of Shema. They're not going to know what you're talking about. And so one of the Achronim in the Biurei Hadaf explains that people might be Choshesh in the times of the Gemara. This was when Christianity first started. People are going to be Choshesh that, you know, you're saying Shema Yisrael, but then you're mumbling something else. Chas v'shalom, who else are you recognizing? You know, there are other people connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in other religions. So that's why we didn't want Minim to think anything else, that we're being Mekabel any other god, Chas V'Shalom. So that's why we started saying it out loud, so you should know what we're saying. And in Narda, where there are no Minim, like now, so then you could say it quietly, because we don't have this worry about Taromas HaMinim. We mentioned in the past, obviously we know that on Yom Kippur, we do say it out loud. And not quietly. So there's a beautiful thought we mentioned B'Shem of Shlomo Zalman in the past, based on the Maharal. Shlomo Zalman says, right, we're a domel malachim on Yom Kippur, so we say it out loud. But think about it. On Yom Kippur night, we just ate a Suda Mafsekis, we're still full, we still feel the food up, we go to Ma'ariv 10 minutes later, we scream out, Baruch Shem, we're like malachim. And then after 25 hours of fasting, of tshuva, of sitting in the shul, right after Yom Kippur, Ma'ariv, we whisper Baruch Shem Kavod. No, we're double malachim after Yom Kippur. What do you mean going into Yom Kippur? We haven't done anything yet, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's not based on your position, but based on your direction. What are you thinking about at that time? Fine, you just say the Suda Mafsekis, but what are you thinking about Lel Yom Kippur? You're thinking about Tshuva. You're thinking about Yom Kippur. Scream out Baruch Shem, you Yudom Malachim. 25 hours later, we're such tzaddikim, we fasted the whole day, Tshuva. What's on our mind during Ma'ariv? How soon am I going to break my fast, and what am I going to break my fast on? It's all in our machshavas. We're not on the level of malachim over there when we say b'mayer. That's the Metzius. That's where Shlomo Zalman says why we scream out Baruch Shem at the beginning of Yom Kippur and not afterwards. Tana Rabbanon, Shisha Dvarim, Matzah Anshei Yericho. Six things that Anshei Yericho did. Shlosha Baratzo Chachamim, Shlosha Shlomer So Chachamim. Three that Chacham were happy about, and three they weren't happy about. So this is a different formulation than we had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had, did they protest or not? Mashma, both they were not happy about. But here, some they were happy about, some they weren't happy about. The Elosh Baratzo Chachamim, these the Chachamim were happy about. Markivin to Kalam Kal Hayom. You're not allowed to be do this harkava all day. The karach and the shema, the kotzon lefnei haomer. Items that we explained already. The elish shalom beretzon chachamim. These following were not in the beretzon chachamim. Gochim lefnei haomer. They made these piles before the karbet haomer. A new one. Uportzin pirtzos beganosein ubaryosein lahachol nesher laaniim b'shnei betzaris b'shabbosos yom tovim. That's a new one. We're going to explain that on the base. But literally, what does it mean? They made holes in their gardens and orchards in order for the aniyim in famine years to come in on Shabbos and Yontif and eat what fell on Shabbos. That's what they used to do. And for some reason, Chazal were not happy about that. We'll talk about why. Umatir, and they make the holes before Shabbos. But they allowed the aniyim to come in and eat what fell on Shabbos. Umatir and gamzia shel hektish, shel charvi shel shikma, and also this last one which we had, and they allowed the growths of hektish of the carib and the sycamore trees. Did Rabbi Meir? That's what Rabbi Meir says. Three they were happy about, three they weren't happy about. Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda im beretzon chachamim ayosin. You call all the Moshe Kane. What some of them, the first three, the chazal, is beretzon chachamim, it was beretzon chachamim, that everybody should do it. No, these weren't great maisim. Captain said these were beretzon chachamim. Elano, Elu Elu Shalom Baratzon Chachamim. Both of them were Shalom Baratzon Chachamim. Chazal were not happy about it. The only difference was, did they protest? Hayu Osin. Al Shloshim Micha Biyadam, Al Shloshim Lo Micha Biyadam. The only difference is whether they protested or not. The Elu Shalom Micha Biyadam. These following, they did not protest. They were upset, but they did not protest. Rakibet the Kalam Kol Hayom, Kachon Hashema, because of Egoshim Lepreha Omer. The Elu Shalom Micha Biyadam. The following, they were Moche. Matir and Gamzia Shal Hektish, Shal Harv, Shal Shikma. They allowed the growths, who parts of purchase, began to say, and by the same, what was said before, and also nosim peah layarek, they gave the peah for vegetables, as we said in the Mishnah, was also not a good thing because it caused the aniyim to eat tevel. And these last three chazal, they protested. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says it has to do with michu or lo michu, not baratzon and shalom baratzon. Ask the Gemara, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, katsir shalom baratzon chachamim he. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that the cutting of the Omer, that was one of the things on the list here, that the cutting of the Omer, in other words, remember the Karban Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach, we just said before that if it's from a place that the Omer could come from, so then Chazal didn't want you to cut that. But if it was from a place that the Omer is not coming from anyway, like Yericho, the Amakim, so you're allowed to cut that before the Omer, you just weren't allowed to gather it because we don't want you to come to eat it. But as I said, here on this Brisa, Kotsrin is in the list of one of the items that Chazal did not want you to do. So that's the Gemara's question. Is it Shlomer Zad Chachamim? The Mishnah says in Menachas, Ashi Yericho Kotsrin Lefnei Omer Bitzon Chachamim, Ashi Yericho cut before the Omer Baratzon Chachamim. That was fine. The Gosh Lefnei Omer Shlomer Zad Chachamim. Only Gedisha was Shlomer Zad Chachamim because then you might come to eat it. If you're so osek in the piles and you're making these piles, so then you might come to eat it. Below Micha B'yad Chachamim, Chazal didn't protest. But you see, Kotsrin was okay. And Man Shamis Leidar Micha Below Michu. And who was the author of this Brisa? The Brisa is talking a bit in protest terms, not in Baratzon Shalom Baratzon terms. So obviously the author is Rabbi Yehuda. The Katani, because Rabbi Meir talks in Ratzon and Shalom Baratzon terms. Rabbi Yehuda talks about Michu and Lo Michu. And the Katani Kotsrin Baratzon Chachamim. And the Brisa says Kotsrin. So therefore, how could he say earlier that kotsrin is not allowed? V'lutaymeich, ask the Gemara, one second, hani arba havei. I have a better question. He says there are three things they weren't happy about. And if you look in the Brisa, there are four. There's the hektish issue, and the breaking the fences issue, and kotsrin negotia. That's four things. So the Gemara says, elasami mikan kasira. You're right, kasira is a mistake. Erase it. It just means gotsrin. Period. They allowed, the people of Yericho allowed the growths of Hektish. In other words, their parents planted these big trees, and they said only the trees were kadosh. But once you cut them and new growths grow, that doesn't belong to the base of Migdash. So that's what they allowed. They allowed a benefit from that. Amru, they said, our forefathers only were makdish, sanctify the trunks. But under not their gamziyah shel hektish, we're going to allow the growths shel charv shel shikma. And the issue is the growths that come afterwards. What's the machlokas? V'savi l'kaman da'amar, and the people of Yericho held, like the Shita, ein me'ila b'gidulin. There is no me'ila by growths of hektish. If you're matir something, that what grows after it is not hektish. Right? There are different reasons given in the Rishonim for this man da'amar. But this is an opinion there in Maseches Baba Basra. For Rabbanan Sarva, the Rabbanan say, no, even that opinion holds. Nehid me'ila leki, sura mi'a'ika, there's no daraisa, but there's still a Durabanan. Still a Durabanan that you have to be worried. So that was the issue of the Gamzios Shel Hektish. Next issue, Potin Pirtzos. What was this issue about breaking down the fences so the Aniyim could come in and eat on Shabbos? Amar Ulav Shem Elakish. There were palm trees in the issue is that there were big palm trees in their fields. The dates used to fall on Shabbos. Some of them used to get caught in the upper branches and you'd have to climb the tree to get them, and some of them would fall all the way down. So day number one in the Gemara is that the machlokas was they did this wonderful thing to break the fences to let the Aniyim in. But the question is, was this a good thing because the Aniyim were going to have to climb the tree in order to get them? They held, Ashi Richo held, that there was no problem with climbing trees on Shabbos. That was their shita. They didn't worry about Zerah Shem Yala B'Yitlosh. Machlokas B'Shal Machbedos. The machlokas, the issue is in the upper levels of branches. The dates that fell there. To Rabbanan Tzavik Azunah Shem Yala B'Yitlosh. Rabbanan say it wasn't a good thing to do because the Aniyim are going to go up and we have Xeri. Now let them climb trees on Shabbos. V'yashi Yericho Tzavik Lok Azunah Shem Yala B'Yitlosh. We're not worried. They'll climb. They'll take the dates off. They won't break anything. Allah B'Shal Be'na Keepin. But if the dates fell on the lower branches, then everybody would agree that it's not a problem. Amalei Rava Hamuksos Ninu. 1 second, says Rava. The machlokas is the issue of climbing the tree, but these fell on Shabbos. These were attached to Benos Moshes. They're muksa. The chitema, and if you want to say they were not muksa, why hold the chazila arvin? Because ravens could have gone up there on Shabbos even when they were still attached and eaten them. So they were muchan. That's not called muksa. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work. Hashta muchan la'adam la'avim muchan la'klavim. We say if something is muchan for a person, it's not considered muchan for an animal. So surely the opposite case. Where do you see Muchan Adam Lo Avi Muchan Lachlavim? Titzad, as the Mishnah says, the end of Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Lo Haisa Nevela Me Erev Shabbos Asur L'Vishinim Min Muchan. If an animal dies on Shabbos, and now you want to let your dog eat that Nevela, you're not allowed it because it wasn't Muchan. Even though Rabbi Yehuda seems to hold that it was Muchan for a person Erev Shabbos. How was it Muchan for a person Erev Shabbos? It was an animal. So Tosfos says 2 days. Maybe we'll talk about the 2 days tomorrow. But that's what the Gemara says. So you see from this Mishnah, Muchan la'adam is not Muchan la'klavim. So surely, Muchan la'arav, having Muchan la'adam? So what that the ravens could get it? That doesn't make it not muksa. So I'm lay in. Says the Gemara, no, you do say it in one direction. Muchan la'adam la'avim, Muchan la'klavim. If something is ra'ui for a person, it's not considered right for animals. Why? To come meet the chazil inish lomaksa, not lemi daite. Anything that's right for a person, he says, it's good for me. I don't want to give this to my animals. So if it's edible for a person, so he doesn't have das for his animals. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in that Mishnah. But Muchan la'arav, la'avim, Muchan la'adam. But if it's Muchan for the arvim, it's Muchan la'adam. It's not a problem. Why? Come meet the chazil inish daite love. Anything that could be right for me in some shape or form, I have in mind, even if it's right for the ravens. So that's shot number one. What was the machlokas between the Anshei Yericho and the Rabbanan? It was the issue of Gzeira Shem Yala V'Yitlosh. Day number one. Day number two, Kiyasa Rabban Amar Bashir Ben Lakish Machlokas B'Shal Ben Kipin. No, the machlokas is about the lower ones, where you don't have to climb. The Rabbanan Sarvi Muchan La'arvim La'avim Muchan La'adam V'Anshei Yericho Sarvi Muchan La'arvim Havim Muchan La'adam. And this is the issue, whether muksa or not. The Anshei Yericho said they weren't muksa, and the Rabbanan said they weren't muksa. Amar B'Shal Machbedos, the ones that you're going to have to climb the tree, those for sure are not allowed. Divrei Yakol Asar Gazurin Shem Yalav Yilosh. The Anshei Yericho would hold of that Gzeira, and therefore the machlokas between them is only regarding the lower ones and not regarding the upper ones. Okay, we'll stop here. The show will continue tomorrow. 6:15. Let's 6:15 tomorrow morning. Okay, it's a short. There's no Amud Beis, but let's make sure we have time. We have a little more to say about what we just did. And Amud Aleph tomorrow. 6:15 tomorrow morning. Today's shiur was Lezecher Nishmas. Lezecher Nishmas Yisrael Menachem Ben Yitzchak and Nachman Yeshua Ben Moshe. Afreilich and Purim to all. Still going? We're off?
No, we're on.
Right, I just wanted to say there was a connection to Purim today. And that is in the Tzlach's idea when he talks about Yamin and Smol. So he says he didn't know whether he wanted to tell him the Yamin, which is the Midas HaChesed, but sometimes it's Smol. And he says sometimes the Kaddish Baruch Hu may be Alei Matzik and Kahaman, Lachzir and Lamuta. Maybe sometimes he'll send a Purim story and it'll be Bitzaris. And therefore, that's why he didn't know which one to reveal. So I just wanted to get that in there, that there was a connection to Haman and Purim today. Okay, Frelich and Purim. Yeah, sorry, Beryl, what was the question?